Hello, my name's Rory St. John, and this is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. On August 1st, 1498, Italian explorer Christopher Columbus sets foot on the American mainland for the first time. At the Paria Peninsula in present-day Venezuela, thinking it an island, he christened it Isla Santa and claimed it for Spain.
Hey, what's the problem here? I can't see it far. It's just so foggy. I wonder what a place this is. I guess it's an island. Kind of have a far shore over that. Hey, Nina Pinta Santa Maria, find an island. No use to explore farther than this. I'd send Christopher Columbus, we go back to the Queen. Hey, let's go back across to the ocean. I don't know. It's so foggy. I can't see.
Christopher, didn't you bother to check the weather forecast?
Hey, no. I'll just go a long way. I get in a boat.
Because
we don't know if
the weather is just going to be foggy and if it may be cleaning up tomorrow.
Hey, that's all right. Let's turn on the radio.
Today, we have a motherfucker!
Bad reception sounds.
Christopher.
Yes?
I don't think the radio gets all the way here from Europe.
I think you're right. We should have brought a shorter wave. Let's go back to Italy and Spain.
Yes, I thought we left from Spain and not from Italy.
That's all right, but I come from Italy originally. That's my accent.
I know, I come from Italy too. I went with you.
Anyway, let's go back to Spain and Ferdinand Isabella.
To Spain and Ferdinand and Isabella.
To Spain.
Make sure that you aren't like Christopher Columbus. No, I don't mean don't discover other countries and steal them from indigenous peoples. I mean, if you're going on a long journey, make sure that you check the weather forecast beforehand so that you know what the weather will be like when you get to the other end of the journey. This is This Day in History, helping you out on WHRW Binghamton.